Back to the Marion County Midday Magazine. Our guest today on Let's Talk Pella is Pella Community Services Director Jenny Hesseltine.
Well, Jenny, thank you so much for taking some time this afternoon. We appreciate it. It's a beautiful day here at the pool.
It's always a beautiful day at the pool, Shaylin.
Now, there's recently been some slight changes here at the Aquatic Center, some new certifications going into effect. What can you tell us about those?
Sure. I would be happy to talk about those. This is very exciting for the city. We are the first municipality in the state of Iowa to receive certification through Ellison Associates. They are an aquatic consulting firm that provides risk management services, among other things, including lifeguard training and just overall some general operations assistance to our facilities here. Both the indoor and outdoor facilities are certified with Ellison Associates, and we have consulted with them for their full risk management program. So through that, we have entered into a new licensure program for our lifeguards. They underwent 24 hours of training, each one of them, to receive these licenses, and we are just seeing phenomenal results from that. We have 100% faith in our guards. Not that we haven't in the past, but it's just been a really great thing to see how well this group of guards is doing this year and how well they've done with the certification program. So we just feel like it's one way that we can step above and beyond to make sure that our facilities are safe. We believe that we've always had fun and safe facilities, but this is just one more way that we can take to ensure the safety of our patrons.
Now, with this new certification, are there any changes that visitors can expect as far as rules, regulations, that sort of thing?
Yes. In fact, I spend my afternoons educating the public on two major changes that they will undoubtedly notice as they come into our facility this year. The biggest thing is that any day of the week of any month could be audit day. Our facilities will be audited 4 times annually by Ellison Associates personnel. 2 of those audits will take place during this summer season. When the auditors come to town, they will not alert staff that they're here, and they will do the first portion of their audit through videotaping our lifeguards. They might do that from outside the facility where they can't be noticed. They might try to blend in with a family and just pretend to be a patron. They'll come in, they'll pay the daily admission just like everybody else, and they will blend in so that we don't know that they're here. After they test some of our guards without them being aware of it, then they'll alert myself and the other management staff that they're in the facility. We will then help them to initiate some drills and simulations that will test a very genuine response from our guards. Now, because we're obviously seeking a genuine response from those guards, we will not be able to alert either the lifeguards or the public that it's audit day until those scenarios begin. Upon the beginning of a scenario, a simulation of any kind, we will be alerting the public that it is only a drill so that there is no confusion about whether or not a real incident is taking place. We'll do that through various forms, including announcements over the PA system, in-person conversations, flyers, posters, anything and everything that we can do to let the public know that we're being audited, we will do. Because we want them to join in and celebrate with us the fact that we know our guards are going to do a great job and perform that audit well. That's the biggest change. The second change that patrons are already noticing are what we call Billy drops. Billy is a toddler-sized mannequin that we have here at the facility. He's wearing bright purple, green, and aqua swim trunks so that he's easily recognizable. And he will be placed in the water 8 times a month within a different guard zone to test their ability to follow the 10-20 principle. Talk about that a little bit too. The 10-20 principle was devised by Ellison Associates. It's recognized as a standard across the world, really. It says that the guard should be able to identify a distressed swimmer within 10 seconds and respond to that distressed swimmer within 20 seconds. It's a very high standard. We know our guards can do it. They've proven it to us in training, and this is our opportunity for them to prove it to the public in a very real setting. So again, we do those 8 times a month, so 2 times every week, Billy will get placed in the water. We want the patrons to recognize him so that they know to leave him alone if they see him in the water. At the same time, we want our patrons to continue always alerting any lifeguard or any staff if they see something going on that shouldn't happen. So there's kind of a fine line in educating, especially children, in that situation.
Certainly. So a lot of good changes, a lot of great safety changes for this summer at the Aquatic Center.
Absolutely.
Okay, and what are some other things going on this summer as far as programs, things like that, that folks can look forward to?
Sure. Well, we have our summer swim team taking place right now. We do have lap swim at both the indoor and outdoor facilities in the summer, so I know a lot of our lap swimmers enjoy being able to get outside to do their exercise. New this year, at the end of the season, we're going to do a doggy dip. So a couple days after the pool closes, patrons or anyone from the public can bring their dog and they can take a dip in the pool before we drain it and close it for the year. So that'll be kind of a fun new thing. We're excited to see what kind of a response we get for that. A couple other rule changes that don't necessarily have to do with Ellison Associates that we decided to make this year are deep water swim tests. Anyone 12 and under are required to take a deep water swim test before they're able to use the deep end of the pool. So that includes swimming the length of the pool. So the 25 meters that our pool is, they can do that either at the indoor or the outdoor facility. As long as they can perform that test without touching the bottom of the pool or using a flotation device, then they can prove to us that they're a strong enough swimmer to use the deep end. We then log them in our system. We give them a wristband daily as they come in. They only have to take the test once. In addition to that, any swimmer at our facility at any point in time could be requested by either a manager or a lifeguard to prove that they are a strong enough swimmer to be in the deep end. So it could be a 40-year-old, it could be a 16-year-old, anybody who the lifeguards are a little bit concerned about, we will require that. So that's probably our biggest rule change outside of Ellison Associates.
I would say so, yes. And an important one, too, to make sure everybody's safe and doing their part as well.
Right, right.
Anything else you'd like to add?
I guess one other new rule that we really haven't run into a whole lot this year, but we just want to make sure people are aware of, the age that a swimmer can enter the pool alone is 9 years old. So anyone who is not accompanied by a caregiver of at least 14 years of age is not allowed in the pool unless they themselves are 9 years old or older. So we have had a couple instances where we've had to wait for some moms to arrive before we've been able to let kids in the pool. We know it's a new rule and we're certainly willing to work with people on that, but we will be enforcing that. So there have been a few times we've had to ask patrons their age as they enter. Not to be discriminatory, but simply to make sure that those patrons will be safe.
Now, is there a time limit for unaccompanied minors, or a day pass is a day pass, and that's that?
A day pass is a day pass, and that's that. They could enter the facility right away at 1 o'clock when they get here and not leave until 7 o'clock when we close, and that's perfectly fine.
Jenny, thank you so much for taking some time today. We appreciate it.
Yeah, thanks for coming out, Shaylin.
Again, that was our guest, Pella Community Services Director Jenny Heseltine, on today's Let's Talk Pella. Today's Let's Talk program is available on demand at KNIAKRLS.com and the Radio Audio Media Player. Stay tuned to the Marion County Midday Magazine for your official weather and meteorologist forecast on KNIAKRLS.